Hello, this is Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer.
Welcome home.
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, it's Amy from DVC Clubhouse.
Hey, Clubbers, it's Scott from DVC Clubhouse.
Hey, it's Kathleen from DVC Clubhouse.
Welcome aboard, it's Phil from DVC Clubhouse.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Debrief Podcast brought to you by DVC Clubhouse. This is Amy, joined, as always, by my friends Kathleen, Scott, and Phil. Hey guys.
Hi,
hey
guys.
Hi guys. Yes, my name's Scott. Looks like she stumbled there for a minute.
She forgot your name. How did that happen?
I don't know.
How does that even happen?
No, I didn't. I said it. I didn't.
Kathleen, Scott. That guy. That's it. Yep, that guy and Phil.
Yeah. That's all right.
We could never forget your name, Scott.
Also, your words did not match your mouth when you first started that, so I felt like I was watching a Godzilla movie for a minute.
Well, maybe that's why you heard a pause. Maybe my internet is... No?
No, good backpedaling, but no.
Maybe, yeah, okay.
It's user error. So anyway, oh, goodness gracious. You know, I can't get away with doing anything without... You guys are like my kids. I make one tiny little mistake and they jump all over me for it.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Well, I'm flattered.
So this one is actually going to air on the 13th of May. So I suppose we could actually talk about the surprise that's brewing, can't we?
Yeah.
So when you hear this, we will all actually be at Disney, and my children are unaware of this right now. I promised them. I didn't just promise. I pinky promised, which is serious business at our house, that we were not taking a trip this spring, definitely not in May. And in my defense, at the time I made that pinky promise, it was true. There was no trip planned. But by the time this goes out to the general public, they will be getting ready to come home from Walt Disney World.
That's exciting.
Well, I actually, my flight home is at 6 a.m. on the 13th, so I will probably be home by the time people are listening to this, but I will have just arrived home from a weekend in Walt Disney World because I had, like, serious FOMO when Phil said that he was going down for the weekend.
It seems to be a pattern with us, doesn't it?
And then that he was going to be meeting up with Kathleen and Scott again. I just was like, this is ridiculous because Phil and my trips never overlap. So I was like, you know, there's one way to make our trips overlap is if I just book one when you're going to be there. So
it's known as stalking, but I think it was done with all good intentions.
Well, you know, as long as nobody gets hurt.
Right. And I want to thank you guys because you are actually the ones that are going to be breaking the surprise to my kids for the first time ever. We're planning this, and I said, how am I going to do it? We have so far woken them up from a sound sleep and surprised them. We have told them we're going to dinner, and we've surprised them. The last trip, we convinced them they were going to a dentist appointment and pick them up early from school, which actually created problems the next time they had an actual dentist appointment because they thought they were going to Disney, and it turns out they were actually going to the dentist, which is just the worst thing ever. So we said, how are we going to do it different this time? So Amy, Scott, and Kathleen were kind enough to record a fake STD video and send it to me, and we're going to play that for the kids in the morning, and it's actually going to be them surprised with a trip to Disney. Here's an STD video. Nope, just kidding, kids. Let's go to the airport.
Took a break from our filming for Winter Picks Dinner around World Showcase, and so we were in Canada. We had just finished the second drink round. So we were almost done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Right, guys?
Sorry, we were daydreaming there for a minute. Ice wine. I believe it was ice wine.
Yes. Well, no, I didn't have the ice wine. I had the Chardonnay, and I don't recommend that, but You can see all that on our YouTube video, Winter Picks Dinner at Epcot. So,
yep. So, is Emily going to record this while you show it to them on the phone?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Is I think I'm going to tell them that they did like some kind of, you know, you guys did some kind of name drop in the video, or tell them it's like a pass it along video where they've got to watch it and then pass the video on to someone else. Luke is too smart. He's the kid, no matter what you do at Christmas to hide the one big gift, that kid for years has been able to routinely sniff out that gift. We've put it at the back of the tree. We've wrapped a gift within a gift. He's got this sixth sense. And I know as soon as he sees the video and he sees the phones come out, he's going to know what's coming. So I've got to try and come up with something feasible so that he doesn't see the camera and get it. But yeah, there will be a recording.
That's a tough one. I don't know how you're going to do that.
You just need a dash cam.
Yeah.
I actually thought about hiding one of my little tiny GoPro studios in the house and getting it started before I wake the kids up and just letting it run and then trim it out later. So that's a possibility as well.
Yeah.
Sounds simple.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
Me either.
All right. So why don't we get into today's episode? And this is an idea that Phil had suggested. So Phil, why don't you explain what we're doing today? Because you will probably do it more justice than I can.
I'm not sure that's the case, but I think everyone's still trying to figure out my convoluted idea for a show here. So my idea was, we're going to do a buy, sell, trade. And the idea is you need to sell off one attraction in one park to make room for another attraction you're going to buy and put in its place. And then you need to trade attractions between two parks. So you need to trade one out of one park into another and trade one back in.
And so to clarify, the ride that we're buying, it can be one that we invent in our minds, right? Like something of our own creation?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you kick us off, since you have thought about this and have fully grasped the concept?
Yeah, I don't think I followed that assignment
that way
really
I can
well.
Just piggyback off of what Phil says.
You know what? We're just going to wing it. We're just going to wing it. That seems to be the theme of this particular show. So, I mean, in the end, we're just going to end up squabbling over something, right?
Right.
Should we just start the squabble? Because you know where this is going, Kathleen, right?
Probably.
So my cell to make room. Yep, she's holding up the coffee cup for those who can't see. I'm sorry, Kathleen. I know it is near and dear to your heart, but small world has to go. I need that real estate. And I'll give you my reason. Go ahead, Scott. You looked like you were going to lean in and say something there.
No, I was just looking at the mug and I'm thinking this is the definition of like irony right here. A mug of a ride that puts you to sleep holding a liquid that's meant to wake you up. I love it.
It is ironic, isn't it? You'd need that mug to ride that ride.
Anyway.
So here's the problem. I love Small World. It goes all the way back to the World's Fair, though that isn't actually the original Small World that goes back to the World's Fair. Couple of issues with it. As much nostalgia as I have for the ride, number one, it cannot hold a candle to the Small World at Disneyland. It is a mere shadow of the Small World at Disneyland. Disneyland, it's this beautiful ride with outside decorations, and you've got the clock tower and the boats are gliding past you, and Wondrous Journeys plays on the front of it. You go inside on the original ride, and then you go to Disney World, and it forms this little tight bottleneck of this ride that is hidden inside a barely acceptable frontage. And I looked at the map and there's a lot of space behind it. So I'd like to say it's with great sadness, but it's really not with that much sadness, Kathleen. I'm sorry. I am selling Small World from Magic Kingdom. It's got to go. Whoever buys it, they could have it. I would sell it for scrap, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't care. It's got to go. And in its place, I am going to bring in a new version of Journey to the Center of the World from Tokyo Disney Sea. Have you guys ever seen this?
No. Mm-mm.
It is a mashup of a roller coaster that will do high speed. It will also slow down to go through these beautiful scenes and stop, and it's amazing. And I figure, based on where Small World is, everybody's favorite potties, Punzel's potties, are right there with that beautiful landscaping and the tower in front of you. I am going to retheme Journey to the center of the world, or center of the earth, rather, to a Tangled theme. And it's going to take you through Rapunzel's fall from her tower. You'll be able to go down huge drops because you've got a lot of square footage to work with there. Then slow down for the chase scene with Flynn. You can go back to the Snuggly Duckling. You can have that scene. Everyone will be singing along. And then you can slow it down again for the final boat scene where they're looking at the lanterns. Speed up again. It's going to be an amazing ride. It is definitely going to be better than Small World. There's no doubt about it. But I need that real estate. I can see the heartbreak on your face.
I mean, it sounds nice because I love Tangled. It sounds amazing, but not enough to get rid of Small World. And to be fair, I haven't been to Disneyland, so I can't really compare the two yet. So right now, this is it for me.
When you go to Disneyland and when you see that beautiful ride and you ride it, you will come back to Magic Kingdom and you will forever be disappointed with our version.
Oh, well, I'm not looking forward to that.
And I probably have more nostalgia than most for Small World and Disneyland. You know, I always say that Scott said, Happily Ever After just gives them the feels. I have the feels from It's Wondrous and Wondrous Journeys at Disneyland because I held Mackenzie in my arm. She was asleep in my lap as we were sitting on the ground waiting for the fireworks show. First time ever at Disneyland, end of the vacation, one of the final nights. It started, she woke up, we stood up, and she spent the entire show in my arms watching the projection on the front of Small World as the fireworks were going off overhead. And then we walked under all of the fairy godmothers from Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique as they were waving ribbons over our head on the way out of the park. So I will chain myself to the Disneyland Small World before I let them remove it. But ours is just a disappointment after that.
I have heard that California's is better, so we'll see one day when we get out there. But I do like your idea of the Tangled area.
I'm going to sweeten this deal for you because I knew there would be some pushback. So this is obviously going to be a big dollar ride. We're going to need to spend some money, and I doubt we're going to get a lot for Small World. So I am going to also take a tax write-off and donate Aladdin's Magic Carpets to Give Kids the World so they can have it as a ride vehicle over there, and we can reopen that other awful bottleneck that's over in Adventureland that overshadows Jungle Cruise and Pirates and the Tiki Room and Aloha Isle. And just get that clean out of the way. So it's actually a 2-for-1.
You put a lot of thought into this.
I did. I knew I was going to have to sell you on getting rid of Small World. I had to give this some serious thought.
All right. So let me recap this because I need to make sure that I'm following. You are selling It's a Small World.
I can sell it. I can burn it to the ground. I can do whatever you need to get it out of Magic Kingdom.
Then the ride from Tokyo Disney, that is a trade or that's
nope,
or that's your buy?
I'm buying a ride similar to it, but I'm using that ride as the blueprint for which to build a Tangled ride.
Okay. And then so what's your trade?
Trade's easy. Mickey's PhilharMagic goes to Hollywood Studios and Muppet Vision 3D comes over to the Magic Kingdom. Mickey's PhilharMagic will fit in behind Runaway Railway. I can never say that correctly. It's like She Sells Seashells by the Seashore, except I can't say Runaway Railway. Muppets need some love. They are buried back there in Hollywood Studios. I think it is a better show overall than Mickey's PhilharMagic. And I think it will do better on the backside of the castle to get the Muppets the attention they so desperately need and they so legitimately deserve, and maybe re-spark the Muppets inside of Disney World.
What do you think?
I can't get on board with the Muppets in Fantasyland. That doesn't sit with me.
But Mickey's PhilharMagic somehow fits in that spot.
Yeah, that feels more like, because it's based on Fantasia, which is all about like a Mickey's. I don't know. That just feels like it fits more than Muppets. When I think of Fantasia, I think more of like Disney created characters. Muppets is like a brand that they acquired. To me, it doesn't belong in Fantasyland.
So Mickey and Dancing Broomsticks are completely fantastical. The Muppets are very reality-based, and therefore it doesn't belong in Fantasyland.
There's also another reason.
What's that? Let's hear it.
I can't discuss it on this podcast.
Okay. Another debrief after dark. We really need to get that Patreon going so people can hear
really
these stories.
It has to do with that. It has to do with that Miss Piggy meme that you sent to us.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that one is. Well, you know what? We're not going to show it on the podcast. We don't have to describe it. It's not even something I could put on the page, I don't think.
No. But
which one are you talking about?
The one that sparked the maple glaze. It actually fits in nicely. Okay, we'll say this. So there was some mention on the page today of on OnlyFans.
I just had the same thought.
To finance our Disney trips. I did put up an OnlyFeet comment, which nobody here bit on. And I am just supremely disappointed because that's an inside joke amongst us. So the Miss Piggy meme we're talking about, we will just simply say that Miss Piggy has started an Only Hams page. How's that?
Yes. And Phil sent us this meme, and it you know, it's the type
it's
of
very
thing when
revealing.
You can't unsee it. And now it's kind of, it makes me feel like the Muppets can't be in Fantasyland now.
Give for some brown sugar.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, but really, I don't know. It's not that the Muppets are fantasy based.
For those listening at home, Scott's showing it on screen.
I don't know. I'm looking at it right now, and it's kind of fantasy based for me.
But yeah, no, I don't know. But look, this is your trade. So
wait, I gotta do it.
What?
I'm going to be honest, the trade gave me a little bit of difficulty figuring out what to do, and it was probably the part that I gave the least amount of forethought to. I was so invested in specking out the square footage that was available in Small World and looking at ride videos from Journey to the Center of the Earth, trying to figure out how I was going to fit it and theme it for Rapunzel, that I might have just phoned in the trade. I'll give it some thought and see if I come up with anything better by the time the episode's over. I knew Kathleen was going to fight back, so I was really prepping myself for that, and she just kind of let it go.
Yeah, there is no fight back with you. I'm kind of surprised by this.
Well, because I literally like the Tangled idea.
So you're willing to let go of Small World for Tangled?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
but
well, there you go.
If it was like something stupid, then I would fight more. But it wasn't
like Muppets
stupid.
In Fantasyland.
Didn't they have the Muppets briefly in Liberty Square?
No.
I don't remember.
I don't. I vaguely recall the Muppets in Windows in Liberty Square a few years ago. I'm going to look this up while you guys are talking. I'm almost positive they had the Muppets in Liberty Square.
Who wants to go next? You?
I don't know if I'm ready to go.
I'll go. Okay. I don't know. Mine are all stupid. I'm going to sell Tom Sawyer Island. Does that count? That's an attraction, right?
Like the whole island? You're going to sell the island, or you're just going to sell everything on it? Are you renting out space or leasing it? How does this go?
The whole island. I just want to get rid of it, retheme it, and I want to do a Robin Hood, like a complete Sherwood Forest. You know.
All right, I'm on board. I'm on board with this. Keep going.
That's all the further I got with it, really. So you can go ahead and run with that all you want. But yeah, and then I'm going to trade. I want Expedition Everest in Magic Kingdom, because who wouldn't want another mountain in Magic Kingdom?
All right, if you thought the Muppets didn't belong in Fantasyland, I'm not sure how we're getting the Yeti into Magic Kingdom.
I didn't say which land I was putting it in, but I haven't got that far yet.
That'll have to go beyond Big Thunder, I think.
Yeah, that's part of the expansion in the back of Big Thunder. And what else am I doing?
You're buying something.
Well, I kind of bought the Robin Hood thing.
You kind of bought Robin Hood. Yeah, you phoned it in. All right, I'm going to back up a second just so you guys know. It was called The Muppets Present Great Moments in American History, and it premiered on October 2nd, 2016, when on brief hiatus in 19, in return for a brief holiday run from December 23rd to 31st, and then closed permanently in February 2020. And it featured The Muppets presenting abridged accounts of notable milestones from the colonial era of American history.
And it closed because the Muppets made absolutely no sense in that area.
I don't know. Sam Eagle fits there. Sam Eagle fits there as well as he fits in American Adventure.
Hey there, welcome to my park. Ay, ay, ay.
It's one of my favorite lines from Muppets Christmas Carol. It is the American way. It is the British way.
I think that it would be so awesome. This is just not, this is like a little bit of a non sequitur, but I think it would be so great if they had a meet and greet of Rizzo dressed like Mickey. I would wait in line for that one time.
I wait in line for Rizzo doing anything. So to give you an idea, looks like Thomas Jefferson was portrayed by Kermit. John Adams was portrayed by Gonzo. Benjamin Franklin John portrayed Adams. By Fozzie.
Sorry, that was for the Hamilton fans out there.
And Miss Piggy both portrayed George Washington and King George III, so that had to be interesting.
Well,
I'm trying to not sing every single like Hamilton song right now that just referenced all of the people that you just mentioned. So,
well, it just wouldn't be an episode if we didn't sing something.
Well, I already did it, so. But who says I can't sing twice?
Scott and I singing Crash Test Dummies on the last episode.
Well, I like your Robin right, Hood idea.
Thanks, babe.
I like it.
Yes, you can just wander through
I have
there.
Questions about it.
Go ahead, because I probably don't have any answers.
So you're going to build the Sherwood Forest.
Want to build a forest? Oh, sorry.
20 minutes in and we're already off the rails.
What is going to be in this forest? What is there to do?
Woodsy stuff.
Archery. That would go over real well.
I mean, they did used to have a shooting range at the Magic Kingdom.
Isn't that the new DVC lounge now?
Yeah, they still have it. It's about to go for the DVC lounge.
I don't know. You could just kind of, there would be a meet and greet over there. So you could meet Robin Hood and Little John and you, I don't know. See, this is where I only got to the part where I wanted something Robin Hood. This is
well, let's armchair Imagineer this.
You're supposed to figure out the rest of it. Remember on the last episode, you guys were all, what was it? Research and development. And I was a lousy bartender.
You were taming lions.
You were a lion tamer and the captain of a Disney cruise ship.
That's true.
You were setting your sights pretty high.
That was the extent of my creativity, so. I need your help on this Robin Hood idea. Robin Hood, Maid Marian, you could have the castle there. You could have...
Definitely meet and greets.
Yeah.
You've got to have meet and greets. Mm-hmm.
Robin Hood doesn't get enough love. There's so many people that love that movie. But I know it's an older movie, and maybe it's not one of the better known ones, but it's so good. It just brings me back to my childhood.
All right, so you're creating some vague replication of Sherwood Forest with a meet and greet, but nothing else, just a place.
No e-ticket involved here.
Well, there's enough room there. I could do a restaurant. I could do meet and greets.
So what's the theme of the restaurant?
Turkey legs.
Yeah, I don't know. Rustic campfire. What did they eat in Sherwood Forest? I don't know. Not much because they were all poor.
While you eat, somebody picks your pocket.
Disney will love it. They'll just come in as the sheriff and tax everybody, take the money out of your pocket and walk away.
Yeah, the waiters are all dressed up like the sheriff of Nottingham and they just come and take your money.
By the way, Disney like literally always does that. That's what Disney World is.
What they do, they pick your pocket.
They take your money and that's it. All right, so you're selling Tom Sawyer Island. You're buying the Sherwood Forest.
Some
what
nebulous idea.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm bringing over Expedition. Did you say that? I'm bringing over Expedition Everest.
What are you trading it with?
Oh, I got to take something from Magic Kingdom and put it in Animal Kingdom?
No, not necessarily. You'd have to trade two rides or two attractions or two something. What are you trading? Here's my thought, though, before we get there. So instead of just bringing Everest over to the Magic Kingdom, why don't you buy an e-ticket ride for Beyond Big Thunder?
Yeah, I don't. Now you got me thinking. I'm gonna pass it over to Kathleen while I think about what I would trade. Because now that I thought since I brought Everest over from Animal Kingdom, I had to take something from Magic Kingdom and put it in Animal Kingdom.
Well, you do on the trade, but if you want to buy something instead of trading, you could work your trade in later. The player to be named later.
I'm so confused.
There's just too much thinking.
I didn't have enough time to think about this one, but I did some of it correctly.
Oh, look at that. You have a list.
I do.
Kathleen wrote that. It down. That's shocking.
Here's my shocked face.
So for my buy, I think I would put a water slide of some sort in Hollywood Studios because they don't have a water ride.
A water slide or a water
or
ride?
A water ride, sorry. All right. A water ride of some kind at Hollywood Studios.
All right.
My cell.
Well, it doesn't even need to be themed. That's the good thing about Hollywood Studios. You could just put a water ride in from anything and it would fit.
Anything.
There's no theme whatsoever to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of stuff.
Like Elsa's wet and wild.
They can recreate the great movie ride as a boat ride that goes through all of the existing lands. So the entire park just becomes the great movie ride on a boat.
Crickets.
I actually miss that ride, so I love that idea, Amy. I really do miss that ride.
I miss that ride a lot.
Okay.
So you got a water ride at Hollywood Studios.
Yes. The thing that I'm selling is at Magic Kingdom, and that is Tomorrowland Speedway.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a lot of real estate there. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
I have no idea.
Can you add on Tron and make it a 3-minute ride?
I didn't get that far. I just know that I wanted to get rid of the Speedway. So
that's a good one.
And then my
trade.
Way
outside the box here. We could get rid of the Speedway and just hear me out here. Maybe put in a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea water ride.
In Magic Kingdom?
Yeah. Totally new and fresh idea for that particular area, right?
It's a big area.
Well, if you get rid of the Tomorrowland Speedway, I'll be generous and I'll throw in kind of across the way a little bit. You know, the old Stitch ride there?
Yes.
Since it's just vacant, you can have that too.
Okay.
You got some extra land.
Wait a minute. When did you become the owner of Stitch that you can just give it away?
I was going to say, what is this? Like, you're like the banker in Monopoly all of a sudden. Being like, oh, I'm going to.
It's in the same neighborhood, so I'll count it.
But I don't know what I would replace it with. I didn't get that far. I just know that I wanted to get rid of that.
Like a Ponzi scheme. Wait a minute.
Yeah. But the one ride that I would trade Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin to Hollywood Studios.
Wow. All right. What are you taking in reverse?
I don't know. I didn't get that far. That's all I got.
I'll take Midway Mania in Magic Kingdom all day long. They can take Buzz and put it over there since they've already got Slinky Dog to draw the crowds. And mm-hmm. We can put Midway Mania in its place because it's about 11 billion times better.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
You got to have everything Toy Story together in Toy Story Land.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's my OCD kicking in. I'm sorry, but if I'm designing, I got to have it all together.
Wait, but she's sending Buzz Lightyear over there.
Yeah, from Magic Kingdom to Hollywood Studios. So now,
right?
You're
saying no Toy Story can be outside of Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, so send over Mickey and Minnie's Railway over to Magic Kingdom or something.
I'll give you PhilharMagic for Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway.
That makes sense.
Three-way trade.
I think that would make sense.
That works,
especially with Hollywood Studios having Fantasmic. I think that makes sense.
I think we got a three-way trade going here. But what do we do with the Muppets? I got to put the Muppets somewhere where they get some high-profile, high-visibility love.
Put them where Expedition Everest was at.
At Animal Kingdom?
Fits better in Fantasyland.
They're all animals.
That's true. They're all animals.
I mean, people were talking about Zootopia.
I just died a little inside.
But that's what I got.
You know, every time someone says Zootopia and Animal Kingdom, Joe Rohde loses a year off his life. It's true. It's science.
So do I. Every time somebody says they want Zootopia in Animal Kingdom, I'm like, are we talking about the same park? Like, how could you put Zootopia in the Animal Kingdom? Like, I just don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Look at her, Amy.
Parker has entered the podcast.
Oh, Parker. Parker looks wiped out.
She had a birthday yesterday.
I saw that. Parker had a starring role in the last episode.
She did. She's just, I don't know what she's doing at the moment, but she's...
She's relaxing.
She's relaxing. So who's next?
Right. What about if we put the Muppets over in Epcot somewhere? We've got plenty of empty space.
Yeah, nobody traded anything from Epcot.
I don't want to trade anything from Epcot.
I feel like the Muppets belong in Hollywood Studios. I just think that they need to blow out that whole area and make it a whole Muppets land. I think the Muppets belong there.
Preach.
I think they belong in Hollywood Studios, but I agree. They need to be in a bigger area. They get lost back there.
I just think that they need to expand that whole area into a land where they create another attraction. They have some meet and greets, and it is like a destination beyond just, okay, let's just go and watch this 3D movie and then
they can they can take out Mama Melrose, like that whole area back there, and just make everything Muppets.
Or you can have that entire area. Let's raise everything on the backside of Echo Lake, all those awful restaurants, and just push the Muppets all through back there and move all the restaurants into downtown New York.
That is the only bathroom that I'll use at Hollywood Studios. Gonzo's Royal Flush. What it is. I love it.
All right, Amy, what have you got?
All right, so... I know what my trade is, but can I make my trade more than just a ride? I'll explain.
Hey, I already gave a ride away to Give Kids the World, so it's just a free-for-all here. It's anarchy.
It's not like this is really going to happen, so we're just making it up as we go along. So I would really like Radiator Springs to be in that area beyond Big Thunder Mountain. I love that ride so much. I think that whole land in Disney's California Adventure, it's one of my favorites. I mean,
absolutely beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's just so well done. The detail, like, it's so good. It's like, I want that in Disney World for sure.
Kevin Rafferty hit that one out of the park. He really did. It's got a whole Route 66 vibe. It's absolutely gorgeous at night with all the neon. You can see it from Grand Californian off in the distance. The attention to detail is, I mean, I suppose I'm not a Star Wars guy, but I suppose it's right up there with Galaxy's Edge. If you listen to the Star Wars people, it's incredible.
It is incredible. So I want that whole land to be back there. If it can't be the land, then I'll just take the ride.
You'll go big or go home. We're taking it all.
Yeah. I want that whole area. And if I have to give Disney's California Adventure something from Magic Kingdom, they can take Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin and put it on Pixar Pier or whatever. They can have it. So that's my trade. I want the entire Radiator Springs. And if I have to give them something from Magic Kingdom, I think the only thing that makes sense is something that's Pixar themed to go out over on Pixar Pier.
Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. They can have Laugh Floor.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, fine. That's fine.
What?
They'll give you an excuse
to go to California. They can have Laugh Floor. Well, they've already got Midway Mania over there, so they're not going to take Buzz Lightyear. But they also have the Monsters, Inc. ride.
I don't even want to talk to Phil anymore.
And they've got that monster building behind there that's got all the Marvel stuff in it. So we can just take Scott's favorite ride and send it to the West Coast.
You're that guy.
All right, done.
I think we need to work the Main Street Electrical Parade somehow into that trade, though. I want it back on the East Coast.
Well, we can work on that negotiation.
All right.
Well, we can think about it, a show that we want to swap after I finish my buy and my sell.
What could we use to sweeten that deal? That's a good question. We want Main Street Electrical Parade. What can we send them? I'll think about that too.
Okay. You work on that while I flush out the rest of my deal.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So that was my trade. To sell, I think I am going to get rid of, this one is tough because there's several that I would not be sad to see go. But I think that the thing that I am going to sell is, this is like paining me right now. This is like a harder decision than it should be. But I mean, I guess if I really had to sell something that wasn't going to like be that upsetting, it would probably, you know what it's going to be? It's
going to be me.
Triceratops spins.
What?
That can go.
Yeah, that can go. I was thinking we could send over the Wonders of Life Pavilion as a fixer-upper for Disneyland.
It's a bit of a fixer-upper. That was song number two, folks.
You only tinkles in the woods.
So, I mean, because who needs Triceratops spins? I mean, it's going to be gone soon anyway, so this is like a, let's just get rid of that one.
I know, but you're only going to get like $15.17 for that entire ride, so you're not going to buy a lot in return.
Oh, is that? Oh, I need to be buying it with the money that I'm getting on
I'm
the sale?
No, I'm just pointing out that ride sucks, so.
Okay.
That's why I donated Aladdin. Well,
if I knew that. Yeah, so I'm definitely selling that. And then to buy, this is a hard one because I have a couple of different things that I would like to see happen. The aforementioned Muppets Land, I feel like I could buy something to build over there. But I also really want to build a more cohesive concept over in Dino Land. I've always wanted it to be Australia. So
Orlando Disney Sea, Orlando Disney Sea.
I'm kind of like similar to you taking a ride from Tokyo Disney Sea, the Crush coaster, to put that in Dino Land and do a retheme of Dino Land to make from the Finding Nemo musical all the way over to Dino Land be Australia themed. I want to buy that coaster and put it over there.
Rescuers Down Under.
Well,
where
that's
dinosaur,
what dinosaur. Yeah, that's what I want. Rescuers Down Under to be dinosaur.
We have agreed twice this year. This is amazing.
I know. Everyone, put it down.
I'm scared.
6:58 p.m. on May 2nd, 2024. We agreed for the second time. But yeah, so I think those are mine. And now, like, I could. This was harder than I thought because I could have done a million things. Because I also, something that I also considered was taking Guardians from Epcot and putting it into Hollywood Studios over in that animation courtyard area by where like Playhouse Disney is. Because to me, that's a whole lot of dead space. And that could open up the possibility of having some sort of like, you know, like Marvel Universe over there.
That's a big space. I'd have to see if it fits. I don't think people truly understand how much square footage that Guardian ride takes up. It is the largest indoor coaster in the world.
Well, I am willing to lose that whole area that extends over. I don't even care if we have to get rid of Roundup Barbecue, get rid of that One Man's Dream Theater or whatever is over there now.
I don't know if I'd get rid of that, but you've also got the Star Wars, what is that called? Is that like the docking bay or something?
Yeah, the docking bay. We can get rid of that. And then, honestly, there's a lot. I don't know. I feel like there's that whole area is kind of dead space to me. So taking a big e-ticket attraction and putting it there, I think would make a lot of sense.
What is that aerial thing by docking bay?
That hasn't reopened, has it?
No, what was it? I've never known.
It was a show.
It was a stage show. The rumor I heard was that they shut down so quickly. If you had ever been in there, it used an awful lot of water that was stored in tanks for physical effects. And I've heard rumor that when they shut everything down, nobody emptied out any of the water tanks or lines, and they did not dehumidify the theater, and it turned into a mold and algae nightmare, and it could not be reopened without being completely rebuilt.
Have you been in there?
So yes, great. So let's demolish it. It was cute. But now that there's the Journey of the Little Mermaid ride in Magic Kingdom, that show is redundant. So I feel like, yeah, that whole area over there. I mean, and I'm sure that parents of small kids would be mad at that because that's where all of the little kids stuff is. But now we have a whole Toy Story Land. So kids can go over and meet their characters, ride the alien ride. So that was another thing that I was considering, is trying to do something with that part. I mean, honestly, I feel like Hollywood, and we talked about this already several episodes ago, but doing something with the Muppets and then doing something over on that part, that the part that I was just talking about where Playhouse Disney is. Is that what it's called anymore? I don't even know, because I don't have little kids, but I feel like that park just really needs, like, there's a lot I want to buy for Hollywood Studios to make it a more robust park where we can be spreading the crowds out, because that park is just people everywhere all the time.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Is that that Disney Junior?
Nick Junior.
Nick
Junior. Or not Nick Junior. Disney Junior. Yeah.
Vampirina.
Yeah.
Vampirina and Doc McStuffins.
Yeah, I guess when my kids were little, it was called Playhouse Disney. I guess now it's just called Disney Junior.
Mm-hmm. I don't ever see a lot of people over there, though.
Just little kids.
Not, I mean, even that, like, not off. There's, it's not packed or anything.
So I just went and looked. Unfortunately, if you want Guardians inside of Hollywood Studios, you're going to need to take over a parking lot, because you aren't even close to having enough room, even in all of Animation Courtyard.
Well,
it works in
theory. People are driving to the parks these days, so.
So it's funny. We were talking a while back about our Hollywood Studios, and we talked about how it was hemmed in by three roads and could not be expanded. And I was reading a new book the other day, and it turns out they did that on purpose because they needed to build the park quickly to beat Universal. And by putting it in between all of those roads, they had immediate access to all of the utilities they needed. And that was the easiest way to pipe everything in without having to rebuild infrastructure from the ground up.
Hmm.
Little aside.
Well, back in the day when Disney decided that working quickly was a priority.
We're looking at you, Cake Bake.
We're looking at you, Cake Bake. We're looking at you, Epcot. We're looking at you, Tron. And we could go on and on. My kids basically grew up watching.
Song number three.
My kids grew up watching Tron be built, for goodness sake.
Seriously.
Hmm.
All right, that's it from you guys. You're not buying, selling, trading, anything else?
I mean,
nope.
Look, I'm really good at spending money. So I would happily buy a lot of things to expand the parks. You know, I want to buy an entire, but this was just limited to really attractions. I mean, I could do this. I could definitely do this with resorts and with restaurants. So we should revisit this, because I've got concepts that I could introduce. I definitely have restaurants I want to get rid of.
Agreed. That's what I said before we started recording. The more I thought about this, the more I think we could make this kind of a recurring thing. Just pick something new. We could buy, sell meet and greets. We could buy, sell restaurants. We could buy, sell DVC. We could buy, sell resorts. We could trade DVC for resorts. I think there's a lot of places we could go with this now that at least some of us have the hang of it. Scott's still trying to figure out his trade.
Scott's still trying to figure out what's going in Sherwood Forest.
I got no idea.
Scott just bought the rights to it. He didn't actually buy anything. He just bought the rights to it.
You know,
I don't
what,
really
Scott
need
is?
To put anything there. There's nothing at Tom Sawyer Island, so I'm just kind of keeping it the same. You're just
throwing some characters over there.
And a restaurant.
Tom Sawyer Island desperately needs a restaurant. I've said from the beginning, and I know we're rehashing this, but goodness, I know they needed to get Tiana in there. I understand Splash may have needed to go, but talk about dropping the ball. What could you have done with that riverboat and that entire island and a restaurant and everything else for Tiana? if you're gonna give Tiana something, go big, give it to her. But man, retheme Tom Sawyer Island. I mean, you say Splash was bad. I mean, Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn weren't quite so great along those whole equal rights lines.
Correct.
Was that story true about the paintbrush thing at Tom Sawyer Island back in the day? Did you guys ever read that?
What story is that?
Yes, the people would like hide a paintbrush or something.
Yeah, the cast members would go and hide the paintbrushes, and if you found one, you got a, I think it was a fast pass?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I mean, that at least would make it fun to go over there and try to find something.
Well, you had mentioned that before, like why they didn't do something with Tiana over there. I mean, it makes sense.
Well, for the same reason that Phil just said. I mean, they had a perfect opportunity to build something there. You've got the boat. So, I mean,
I just... For nobody can see this except for the four of us. But Kathleen, why are you so low today? You look
like Scott's in a bar stool and she's on a BOSU ball or something.
Yeah,
I was leaning.
I'm like, you're all the way down here and Scott's all the way up there.
I was leaning.
I will say this. Tom Sawyer Island, as an adult, you are absolutely correct. There is nothing over there. But my kids will be heartbroken if Tom Sawyer Island goes away. They love it over there. They love the raft ride over. They love going through the caves. They love seeing the treasure. They love the little playground. They love going over to the fort and shooting at the Big Thunder roller coaster cars as they come by. That they think that's just a blast. So I think there are a lot of little kids that will miss it. And I can say as a parent, if you needed a place just for your kids to go and kind of relax without being in the middle of the Magic Kingdom, it's always a cool spot to go and just hang out for a while.
They could have just put Country Bears there.
Another thing we don't want to get me started on.
Since, you know, there was a bear there.
I've said this before, but I've never been over there to Tom Sawyer Island. Are there hammocks over there?
There are not, unfortunately. No.
Could you imagine if there were hammocks and you could just go over there and take a little nap in a shady spot?
And you could actually over there, which is the cool part of it. As long as the kids know not to get on the raft and head back over, you can just kind of set them free over there because where are they going to go?
Did I mention the part about my Sherwood Forest that has hammocks?
Oh, there we go. Now the concept is developing. Now it's crystallizing for us.
I forgot to mention that.
So it's a napping forest. It's where you go to nap.
Well, we got rid of the laughing place and now we have the napping place.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. I could definitely get on board with the napping place because they got rid of the best nap in Walt Disney World when they got rid of
Small World.
Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Yeah, I still find that Hall of Presidents does the trick for me.
You know, I need the movement.
All right.
You know, it's 45 minutes of slow movement.
Her grown-up bassinet. Just put her in a hammock.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, I think that wraps it up, unless you have anything further to add.
I got nothing. I'm still thinking.
Nope, I got nothing.
We'll revisit this one. Maybe we'll do a little live stream next week with Scott's brilliant ideas.
I feel like this one made me think really hard, and now, speaking of napping, I need to go and take a nap now.
Hello?
Speaking of videos, did anybody else see Mitchell's post today that they took the little boy without his sisters? I was so tempted to have Mackenzie record him a video to welcome him to the Magic Kingdom without his sisters. Like, I desperately wanted to make a little video for that guy because it was so cute with him sitting on the monorail with his big Mickey and no sisters. I was like, yeah, you know, buddy.
So cute. That was so cute. He looked so happy.
All right, guys. Well, we thank you for listening. As always, this one went nonsensical, as they all do. If you enjoyed it, if you didn't enjoy it, if you could do us a favor, go on over to Apple Podcast, give us a like, 5-star review. It would help us reach the other masses with our nonsense. Amy?
And don't forget to join us over at DVC Clubhouse on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, we'll DVC you real soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
And so our journey comes to an end.
Oh, no, please, can't we go back to page one and do it all over again?
We started this thing together, and that's how we finish it.
Because that, my friends, is where the magic lives.
Happily ever after.